Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss that today. But please welcome in place of the committee, Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
All right, Lindsey, this is your big chance.
Well, it is my big chance, and I have a reputation to uphold, hence the open. I don't always get the opportunity to do this, but when I do, I try to bring it. And I do it a little bit differently than Dave, as most listeners know, hence the open. And I accumulate my Am I Wrongs just like most of my show prep when I'm just out living my life. And you get something, I got to write this down, right? I got to make sure that we bring this to the Chad Hartman show.
I think last time you asked me like the meaning of life or something.
Well, that was
like
when we were doing your bit, and then you told me it was too deep.
It's kind of the same thing. The shot clock is kind of it's similar to Am I
Right,
Wrong.
Exactly. And so different. We can expand a little bit, and I've already kind of gotten on this soapbox before, but am I wrong for warning all of my young cousins about Tom Brady being the ultimate cautionary tale for leading a life aligned with bro capitalism? You win it all for a while. You have everything, but will sacrifice it for 1 year of nothing with your boys. All the temporary glory gets written over every single year. There's a new champion every single year, Corzo. None of the human connection. She was disposable. She being Gisele Bündchen, who has since remarried. This is where the inspiration of this story comes from. Gisele was married to Tom Brady for a long time. They divorced after he decided to unretire and go back for 1 year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a handful of years ago. But that's exactly according to the plan of bro capitalism, because it's always about the capitalism and then the bros. But earlier in the month, I think, Gisele announced that she was married, and Tom loves to respond in his Instagram story. Like, he loves to put up a response. Alex Rodriguez brings the same type of energy, where he wrote, he did like a selfie that was zoomed in on him wearing a hoodie saying "Forever Young" on it. Just like, just, that's me. This is the vibe. This is who I am. And so, am I wrong?
Wow, that's a long.
It's long.
Let me see if I get through what you're saying. Okay. One, I don't know who divorced whom. Okay, I really don't know who broke it up.
She left.
Well, are you sure?
Is that what I said? Last time we talked, I know it was the
whole you
thing.
Talked to her. It was last time.
Remember when before they even divorced, he had to take some time off during training camp to like be with the family unit because it was really tough.
But I don't know. I don't know the circumstances behind that. I do know that you're saying when he went to the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mm-hmm. That's not the one you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about, because remember, he
retired. He went to the Tampa Bay Bucks. They won the Super Bowl.
His first year.
I think he came back the second year.
Yep.
And they either didn't make the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost in the playoffs. And then he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then did he actually go back?
He went back. Because remember, he was really not a fan of driving his kids to soccer practice. Yeah. He couldn't believe that his life had turned into this thing. And I know it's a big adjustment when you go from an athlete to a NARP, as we call the non-athletic regular people. He's still athletic, and I'm sure he's just biting the inside of his mouth watching Phillip Rivers sling it every weekend.
Yes.
You know that the calling is there.
It
on TikTok,
is.
They're saying it's like the what's the villain in Spider-Man? The goblin mask is calling to Tom Brady right now. But there's a cost for that, like, exaltedness that he has earned through his work. But at the end of the day, like, life is not about your work accomplishments, but we act like it is.
Well, and I'll say this. Tom Brady's not the first athlete to have a bad I don't know if he's a bad relationship with his kids, but here's something I learned when I was a sports writer. I learned it when I was talking to Pete Rose's son. Pete Rose's son was playing in a minor league where I was working at the time. I was working in either Fort Myers or the Quad Cities. They both had Class A teams.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, and so all of a sudden Pete Rose's son is coming through town and I'm going to sit down and talk to him. And my point was, I said, what was your relationship like with your dad? He goes, terrible. My dad was never around. He says he wasn't here during the season, of course, but when the season off season, he wasn't here either. He was running out to Vegas playing golf. He was hanging with his buddies. He goes, everything that I learned about baseball came from my mother. She played catch with me. She picked me up. She brought me to practices, and it's all about my mother. And so Pete Rose Jr., and I've heard that story by a lot of people, that when you're trying to be best at something in the world, that's all you care about.
That's the sacrifice.
And there's a lot of men and women that are like that. I think probably more men. But
the world's set
up
for
it. So are you wrong?
Am I wrong for using him as the cautionary tale? This is another soapbox I get with my
young girl. You can use him as the cautionary tale. But I'm just saying, I think that's universal.
Yeah.
Most people that are ultimately successful at the highest level, a lot of them have sacrificed their relationships with their children and other things. That is not uncommon. And I think it is more common amongst men. But maybe the only reason it's more common amongst men is because men have dominated that space, and women are now certainly there.
Right.
But
the patriarchy.
But it's a different. And I'll tell you what, there is a different vibe between the way your children look at a mother and the way they look at a father. There just is.
100%.
So I mean,
we're two different beings, two different roles.
It is.
And two
and
different
histories.
That goes
histories back to the biology of it.
Biology of it. But there's also just the histories of this is the way it's always been done. And so I just want my younger cousins to be aware of all the things that trap them away from connecting to the people around them. Because long-term, when I see how mental health is, and mine isn't great either, but just the way I see it, I'm like, guys, just please don't put, like, sports that other people are playing or the phone or anything above, like, just being around your people and finding connection. Because I think it's such a hard thing for young men these days. And
you are not wrong, I'd say.
No. Okay. Well, that's good. That feels good. I think that's the first time I've ever been told you're like, no, Linz, you're right on this show. And so this is off to a great start.
Well, I said you're not wrong.
Well, okay. Well, now we're getting to legalese and now I can't battle you in your official arena. Kind of alluded to this one as well earlier. Am I wrong for thinking that there's more to men's interest than beer, fishing, and sports? If you go shopping at Patina, that's what you get to choose from if you're a man.
So this is the second time that are you saying Patina is a store designed for men?
No, but they have Patina, their target market is the female consumer, the female dollar. It's a great place to go get Christmas gifts, but they have men's stuff.
They have men's stuff. So we always give gifts at Secret Santa at our office, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the big cheese, Michael Dady is the big cheese. And whenever I got picked to bring him the gift, I would bring him some sort of gift that would irritate him. Okay, because that's my personality, for example.
Not shocked.
No, and so he didn't think that was always so funny, but now many years later, he laughs about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another lawyer had Michael Dady, and he went to Patina because he didn't know a gift, and he found a hat that had Ham's Beer logo on it.
They have tons of beer hats.
And Michael Dady's got his start as a lawyer when his dad was a Ham's Beer distributor, and he got him out of a jam with it, so that was very sentimental to Michael.
Well, that's
and
nice.
That was a really thoughtful gift that he got at Patina. I had never heard of Patina until that time.
It's wild how much alcohol dominates a lot of our memories.
Well, it does, but
good and bad.
Look, I will say this. The men I hang out with, first of all, everything changes when you have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say everything. I care more about my grandchildren than I did when I had my own kid. It was like, oh, it's too busy. But I was a very involved.
Why human race?
I was a very involved. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't changing diapers or things. I mean, it was funny when I had my son. I thought, oh, changing diapers is going to be terrible. Changing diapers is nothing.
It's so easy.
It's the lack of sleep.
Yes.
That's everything. When you have little,
you can always
babies.
Wash your hands, people. It's wear just, gloves it's if just, you're if you're
and if you have a if you have a male, have a little towel ready.
Just in case.
You know, the air has an impact.
It does.
But men, like one of the classics is there's a great thing out the by, and I'm trying to think his name, but he talks about when he played golf with his buddy. And he was, and the wife says, "Well, is he dating anybody? Is he doing this?" And he has no information because they just spent 4 hours on the golf course and they ain't talking about their family.
Right,
that's true.
Yeah,
we're all like that.
That is very.
All right, we'll
true.
Take a break. Come back. More. Am I wrong? When we get back.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What do you think? Do you know anything about this?
No.
It's a gay hockey show and you see stuff.
Where is it?
You get 5 episodes today and the finale comes out on Friday night.
This is the best! You don't gotta go to
work. All right, Lindsay. Back at it.
Yeah, yeah. You're not watching Heated Rivalry. I know I talked about this last week. You need to be. The finale is out. Don't watch it with your parents. Watch it with your partner.
What's the show called?
Heated Rivalry. It's about what if the NHL had gay players and what if one of them came out?
That's it. What channel?
You know what would happen in the world, the healing that would take place.
What streaming services is on?
HBO. It's a Canadian product because we know we're not making those same things down here. I know that because they canceled Boots after Pete Hegseth called it woke garbage. Another amazing show.
There was a show back in the day. I forget what it's called. It was a football show that ESPN got kicked off. Because the guys were doing like drugs at halftime and stuff, but there was a gay football player came
yeah.
out of that show.
What yeah. a concept, yeah. right? What yeah. a concept. The world could heal itself, but it chooses not to. Sometimes you just got to accept what comes out of said world. And we're going to return back to our Am I Wrong segment here. Am I wrong for championing this era's obsession with remixes? I love different distortions and beat drops with a chorus that I've been obsessed with since middle school.
No, I like remixes.
We all like to poo-poo modern music, right? No matter where it is. It's not like it was when I was growing up, right? And I think there's science that once you hit about 33 to 35, you kind of stay with the stuff that you've already consumed. You're not really as invested. I hope I'm not one of those people, but a lot of I've heard a lot of critique about how everybody just does remixes. There's not a lot of original stuff. I don't care. Whatever sounds cool, whatever makes my brain like loop it over and over again without it actually being played. Like, I don't care what it is.
I generally like all different forms of music, but I'm not that exposed to music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't listen to music stations. I listen to talk radio if I'm
sure.
in the car almost all the time. I don't listen to music stations very much. So, but when I do get exposed to new, like my wife really liked 90s music. And when I started listening to 90s music, I really liked it. It's a lot of headbanging.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of this wishy.
Are we in grungy? Are you like
yes.
90s grunge
yes.
or Nirvana?
So now my wife loves that stuff. We've
sure.
seen Alice in Chains in concert.
Soundgarden.
We've seen a bunch of them. Not them, but we've seen them. So, and I really like rap. Okay. And I really, but I just never get exposed that much to it. But when I do, I like a lot. I like country. I like old country. I like modern country. I'm really, it's just what I'm, but when I'm really exposed to, my favorite genre of the music is the 70s. I mean,
sure.
I like that, but 80s,
yeah,
not so much.
ABBA. I don't understand how that can coexist, but nature's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's exposure. I mean,
it is exposure.
And I grew up in, like, I was a play geek and I was in musicals in
high
school.
You're a theater kid?
I was in
I hear some stories about your type of people. Very interesting social circle to grow up in.
It was.
Just ask Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Hope that they're doing well.
Well, this was high school. This wasn't like doing like professional theater.
Correct.
Oh,
theater kids are different. Like, there's the ones that are professional, and I'm sure it's a different thing, but it's probably the same stuff, just different.
I was referred to as a play geek.
Okay.
By my friends.
What's your favorite play?
Well, my favorite play that we did was How to Succeed. Well, I did South Pacific, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And in South Pacific, I was Luther Billis, who I had to dance with coconuts because it's a thing. You ever
what?
Seen that?
Is there a picture?
No. There's no picture.
Oh, if only we had phones. Just think if we had phones in the 70s, how deep in the dark place we would be right now.
Yeah, so it was a term of endearment because, you know, they knew being a play geek was kind of fun.
The 90s band that I really want to see, it's like my Great White Buffalo that it's chasing down. I need to see Limp Bizkit. You want to talk about headbanging? I would willingly displace a cervical thing in my spine. Like, I would be okay with it.
Yeah, that's
for the bit.
My wife surprised
Corn.
Me because she had her babies then, and we're second marriage, but she had her babies then, and so she would just listen to 90s music. And
yeah.
So I've occasionally, you know, put it up on the Pandora because we've seen Alice in Chains, we've seen Pump, Smash Mouth. Saw that.
I freaking love Smash Mouth. That's right. A very unique sound. It's like very California.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, go, I didn't realize that all this music is like headbanging, which I like headbangers.
Okay. We're going to have a unique out-of-office experience one of these days.
I'm generally going to appreciate music, but I just haven't been, I just don't, you know. Now,
I know what to play for you on Monday when you're in for Jason DeRussa. Right. Also, later on, Dan Cook in for Jason DeRussa following our program
today. Like I said, my wife likes 90s music, so I got exposed to it, and I like it. Like a lot.
Was there a Shania Twain in there? I feel like that for every young mother, there has to be Shania Twain in there, no matter what.
My other wife likes Shania Twain. Well, she was good. I like
and now we're on our second marriage. That tells me all I need to know about you, Corzo.
I like country music, both modern and old.
You love
like the old George Strait
talking
stuff.
About Jeans by a Lake.
Love George Strait. You know
that's not modern.
Yeah.
Bro,
no,
country.
I said I like the old country and I like the modern country. Yep.
Am I wrong? There should be no sports played on Christmas. It's not even about the athletes because I know they make millions of dollars, and so we should be able to just. Do whatever we want with their bodies. They only exist for our entertainment. But I'm talking about like the ushers and the parking people. And I know people get paid a little bit more when you're working on holidays. I hope so. Our society might have rooted that out because I saw that Amazon wasn't giving out Christmas bonuses. And I can't deal with
that. Yeah, that's absurd.
Even if you don't observe the religious part, because I certainly don't, I just want people to have a day where it's about doing you. I hate that. McDonald's is open on Christmas. I hate that people have to work. And again, I know that there's certain places that the world needs to have open for it to go around. We don't validate our humanity enough. Just we sell it. I want to sell less.
Well, I guess I'm not. I'm one of these guys that this was my view of holidays. And we do this within our family, for example, because we have like our kids, you know, they're married. And so they have two sets of grandparents, right? And so for Thanksgiving, we do it on a different day. So they can go, and then on Christmas, we do it at our house, and they're doing it. So my point is, if somebody has to work on the holiday, I have no problem celebrating it a different day.
For sure. I have a feeling that if you're working if you're running concessions at an arena, you probably have another job or two. And so it's just like when you're not in that 9 to 5, you really don't get days off because if you're part-time for everybody, you're always on demand and you're probably not making enough where you can say no, too. That's just the state of where we're at right now.
No, so. I mean, like I said, I grew up working on Christmas all the time as a sports writer. So I did it. It was not anything new to me.
You didn't care about it. But that was before you had kids.
That was before I had
not
kids.
Not every year is the same, but I'm just like, be where your feet are and with your people.
Yeah, if you can.
Or with yourself.
Radio. Someone's, you know, I guess they fill in it. They do. Like somebody said, is this a rerun? Not yet. Will be. Will be once we stop. Dan Cook coming in for Jason DeRusha. And I'll be Sunday, 10 to noon, Sundays with Corzo, and I'll be filling in for Jason on Monday, 3 to 6. Listen up for Jason DeRusha filled in by Dan Cook. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.